Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, speaking with Mercer County High School baseball coach Jacob Harrison. The high school baseball season starts on Monday, February 28th, and we know the Major League Baseball lockout continues. So I guess, Coach Harrison, can you compare and contrast? I know you're a big Major League Baseball fan with the lockout continuing, the disappointment there, but to the excitement of a high school baseball season starting on Monday. What about comparing and contrasting those two?
Yeah, it's weird. Normally around this time, we're seeing, you know, spring training games. A couple weeks ago, we would have saw pitchers and catchers report, and it just kind of gets you back in that baseball nice weather mindset, you know, especially because we spend all off season, you know, grinding like in the gym there, and it's a little difficult in those to like keep kids motivated. But then when you see the major league guys out there getting their work in and the weather's nice, it gives you some hope for the future. So that's definitely been weird, knowing that, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom surrounding Major League Baseball, but there's a lot more excitement surrounding high school this year. We're finally back to normal. Things have felt normal. Attitudes are great. The work ethic's been great. So there's some real contrast going on there between what I've been experiencing and with Mercer County and then what's obviously going on with Major League Baseball.
I don't know if you'll be able to get outside this week, but at least you have to be excited that the weather forecast, at least in the early portion here this week, it looks like some pretty good weather conditions, maybe to dry out some of these fields and get rolling in the early portion of the season outside.
Yeah, I really hope this continues. The weather's been great so far leading up to the season. I'm hoping that we'll be able to at least, you know, get outside and play catch on a near daily basis this week. And then maybe, I don't know, we'll see what the conditions look like, maybe just on grass for the end of this week or early next week. And then, yeah, hopefully we can get rolling with games right away.
Now, the only change from this year to last year is basically the start of the season. You got a regular baseball season last year, but just kind of the delayed start because of the modified schedule that the IHSA had in play. Is there any other, you know, I know kind of last year still coming out of the pandemic, dealing with the modified schedule involving other sports. Is that really kind of the only difference, or is there anything else in play when you look to this season?
Well, there's a couple things. So one, last year, yeah, there was the delayed start, but then just like in 2020, the practice before we were supposed to start playing, we got shut down because the school got shut down then. So we had a 2-week shutdown last year. So we only ended up playing, I think it was 17 games, which is about half of what we're used to. So when we talk about like what's different, I mean, the junior class, if they didn't get any varsity experience, they've played just a handful of JV games in their career. So and then even the ones who play varsity, they've only had a handful of games. So it's different in the sense of the guys aren't used to what a normal high school baseball season looks like, you know, like with the weather being a little colder, being inside for the first few practices and then getting out. We only have a few seniors. The junior class is big, but there's a lot of inexperience in what an actual normal high school baseball season looks like. So that's different. And then I guess the other part that's different is our conference schedule's changed. So that's a little different in our scheduling as well.
And then as far as the earliest you can play a game, when is the first game scheduled for the Golden Eagles?
March 14th. So 2 weeks of practice, and then we have that first game.
So how stoked are you about that when you look at the schedule then and say, you know, as you mentioned, only 17 games last year, but looking at the traditional, you know, around 30 games, something like that. So what about just the excitement building for that?
Oh, man, I can't wait. Getting back into the swing of things, hopefully this decent weather continues and we have some good temps and we can get out there and we can get a full normal season in. Because even last year when we were able to play, because of that shutdown, we played so many games back to back that it never felt like we were able to put our best foot forward. So getting back into a normal schedule where we can get pitchers on a regular rotation, keep arms healthy, you know, guys don't get worn out as much. I'm looking forward to that so much.
And then who is the first opponent that you play on March the 14th?
Monmouth Roseville. We're going there.
All right. Well, a great, vibe as we start the high school baseball season again on Monday, February the 28th. First game for the Golden Eagles, March the 14th. Coach, thanks for helping us out today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Jacob Harrison is the boys baseball coach at Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ.